Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go, Lee. Just as I predicted, moving right along as I said it would. Did you hear what Charlotte Mecklenburg is doing?
What is that?
Okay. And this is significant because Charlotte Mecklenburg, where I'm from, I'm a refugee from the People's Republic of Charlotte. And I thank you very much for taking me in.
Yes, no problem. Glad to be of service.
Yeah, no problem. You remember something about Charlotte Mecklenburg? Charlotte Mecklenburg was the birth of this whole gender debate. I mean, it started there with their bathroom.
Right.
Movement.
Right.
And then it spread all over the place. So this is significant that this is coming out of Charlotte. The school system there just gave a survey, mandatory survey. Every kid had to fill it out over the fifth grade and up.
Mm-hmm.
And the survey asked them about their gender preferences, what gender they believe they are, if any. And also about their sexuality, whether they're, you know, gay, straight, pansexual. Hold on. There's a whole long list. Bisexual, asexual, questioning my sexual orientation. This was a mandatory survey for 5th through 12th grades. They left the sexual orientation question off for 5th graders, but everybody else got it, right? Mandatory survey. All right, well, parents are in an uproar about it. Why was the administration doing this? Why was this put out? Why is it mandatory? Why was that? So it's obviously come from the top. What are they doing here? Why does a public school system need to know this information?
Well, they don't.
No, they don't. Unless they've got plans for the information.
Of course.
And what might those plans be? I keep waiting for somebody nationally on our side to put all this together. Did you see the medical journal article? We talked about this, a week ago, where they're beginning to write instructions in medical journals for DSS, Department of Social Services, to use parents who don't want to accommodate their kids' gender dysphoria, don't want to go along with the transition, don't want to go along with the new pronouns, the new wardrobe, to use that as legal advice on how they can use that to take those kids away from their parents.
Right.
Right. So this is all happening at one time. Why do you think a school system that's ground zero for the whole bathroom debate would want to know this information on every one of their students?
Because they intend to weaponize it.
Bingo. So your child goes to school, says, well, I was born a girl, but I feel like I'm a boy. And and then that student continues to come to school dressed as a girl. Guess what? Your child has just reported you to the government. That's where they're going with it. This is the big, they want to normalize the idea that your child can come to school, tell the officials at school what they really think about their gender, that sort of thing. And if they're not allowed to live their life out the way that they want to while they live under your roof, guess what? Guess who you get a call from?
Mm-hmm.
So they're normalizing this idea. And we've had case after case after case of this now. We had one last week. DSS getting involved between parents and kids where parents don't agree about their child's transition. So watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Watch where they're going with this. Parents disagree. There'll be a big brawl over it, but Charlotte's a blue place, and the system will win out eventually. Absolutely. And then they're going to put this all over the country. Okay, ultimately, though, what's the ultimate goal here? Because I have said from the beginning, this is not actually about homosexuality. It's not even about transgenders or rights or gender or anything. I am convinced this all goes back, Lee, to identity, the right to self-identity that Kennedy created in the gay marriage ruling, which actually has nothing to do with gay marriage. And it basically, the right to self-identity is your right to force everyone around you to recognize whatever you identify as. And that right to self-identity, the way that Kennedy molded it, wasn't sexual. It wasn't gender. It was general. Right? So let's go back to how's... Let's look at what they're doing. This is what I think, and I want to know what you think about this. This is what I think they're doing. I've thought this for a long time. They're creating the legal precedent here. And you can see this coming from several different angles. They're creating legal precedent that if you identify as X and your parents don't go along with it, they think you should identify as Y... That gives DSS and the government the legal ability to intervene, right? So let me tell you how this is going to go. I don't think this is about transgender. I don't think it's about gay. I think it's about you identify as pagan. Your parents are Baptist, and they want you to go to church.
Yeah.
Because if you can build the legal precedent that a parent, if you identify one way, your parent can't force you to identify another, well, clearly that could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go to church. They want you to go to church. You don't want to go to the Christian school they want to send you to. They want you to go to that school. I mean, it could end up being, I mean, virtually anything, sky's the limit. And the left's usually a lot more creative than I am with this stuff. And I think this is what they're doing. I think that was the whole purpose of this, is actually to get in between parents and children and to make parents afraid that if they don't go along with whatever's being taught at school or whatever the kids want to do, that they better not challenge their children or they could lose them.
Well, let's take this down a rabbit hole a little bit further.
Okay, let's do it.
Why? What if the child feels threatened because the father and mother have weapons in the home? Or if...
I didn't even think of that. Duh.
Or what if dad's talking about buying a gasoline-powered SUV instead of a Tesla or electric vehicle? I'm not against electric vehicles, don't get me wrong, but going with the whole climate change thing, what if you feel you've got the Greta Thunberg syndrome going on, and you feel like their childhood is being stolen because dad's wanting to buy a new Chevy Suburban instead of a Tesla Model Y or something or other?
Possibilities are limitless,
absolutely.
With this. So this is a legal precedent, and it's genius, I think, the way they're doing it, because anybody who criticizes this kind of thing is going to get labeled a homophobe. So they get to go forward, create the legal precedent, and then when they move off of gender and sexual issues,
it'll be something else.
It'll be something else. Boom, legal precedent's already set.
Yeah.
And now DSS is sitting in your living room because of something your kid said at school.
Yeah.
But this is the beginning of this survey, and to make it mandatory. Do you have to disclose this information to the school system?
Good luck with that.
Well, I'd have said the same thing when Charlotte launched the gender neutral bathroom thing. Yeah. Nobody's going to go for this. Well, there you go. And this just happens to happen the very same 4-week period. We now have articles appearing in medical journals advising, by medical experts advising DSS agencies all over the country about how to argue in court to take custody or control of a child whose parents disagree with their chosen gender. I can't be a coincidence. Do you ever wonder where they coordinate this stuff? Like, is there some spaceship in the sky or something there floating? It's central planning.
No, I really don't think that you have to coordinate it. There is a worldview, and when you share that worldview, you start looking at the, and this is on both sides of the aisle. I mean, let's face it. You and I may come up with something that you may hear Rush Limbaugh talking about, or Sean Hannity, or Laura Ingraham, or whoever. And it's not because we're necessarily coordinating everything, but it's because we share a like-minded worldview, a conservative and constitutional viewpoint, and where we see this country and where we see ourselves spiritually and socially in this country. And I think that liberals have the same outlook, that you have a certain worldview, and, of course, you look at everything through that lens. Now, I do think that there many times there are certainly coordinated efforts, and I think much of the stuff that you see in the media from some of the talking points that you get here repeated verbatim, especially on the liberal side, I do think that there is some coordination there. But I think that the worldview that people have, there's certain ways of looking at things, and you're going to have similar concepts that you come up with and discuss without necessarily some coordinated effort.
I agree with that, but there was a reason that Kennedy thought to put that in there when he did the ruling. They're all into this. It's the same thing that's driving, you know, in New York, you lose your business license if you misgender somebody.
Well,
and
they're
don't
pushing
go along
the narrative, and I think
that
you're right, and that's why Kennedy included that, because he has that worldview. He's wanting to push it. He knows the significance of whatever it is that he writes, whether it's a dissenting opinion or whatever. Or a ruling that that has the weight of law sometimes in this country, which it necessarily shouldn't, but it does.
Well, just tracking this, before you know it, your child will be bringing this home from school, too.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, talking about Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, my former hometown. Giving kids mandatory surveys to fill out about their gender and sexual orientation. Mandatory. Starting in the fifth grade. So that there'll be a record. And speculating on what they want that for. Which I think what the point is there is, you could pick out the kids who, you know, born male, identify female. They're still coming to school. Dressed as girls, start the conversation, you know, coming to school dressed as you know, a male, your parents not letting you dress the way you want, get DSS involved. This is where they're going with this, ultimately. They might not do it the first year, but that was the point. It's what they're doing. Oh, do your parents let you live as openly homosexual? Oh, okay. Well, DSS might need to be involved with that. It's what this is about. Texter writes, how long is it until the Dems make the... Oh, this is smart. How long until the Dems make the case saying the president is putting people in danger of contracting coronavirus by continuing to host his rallies? Oh, you're right. Yes, because when Rod Rosenstein's sister... Yeah, when she put the statement out to the media in her unauthorized impromptu press conference... That's what she said. Large gathering, mass gatherings would need to be canceled. Dang, that was genius. I love the stuff I find on the text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I think this is about getting kids to depend on the government so they don't listen to their parents' views, making it easier to believe in and push the socialist agenda. Yeah, and I think it's about creating fear on the part of parents. Do you really want to push your child to attend church on Sunday? I mean, you don't want them telling anybody at DSS that you... That you identify as pagan and they identify as, I don't know, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic. See where this is going? Got to stay a couple steps ahead of these people. They're absolutely brilliant. Texter writes about Nazi Germany. The children were encouraged to tell on their parents everything the Germans felt. The practice would undermine the family. Eventually. Okay. Eventually, the Germans felt the practice would undermine the family. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, families of Nazis and the practice ended. Texter writes, regarding having kids fill out those forms, you've heard the saying, the devil's in the details. Another texter writes, quit helping feed the liberals' ideas. Oh, they already have all this planned. I'm just figuring out where they're going, so when you see it, you'll know. Gary in Simpsonville. Hey, Gary.
Hey. What they're doing is, this is called incrementalism, and these are trial balloons. They're seeing how far they can go, and of course, it takes a while. But the bottom line, Carol, with all this, is look at the last book of the God's Word. This is a spiritual battle. It says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against these authorities in the heavenly. This is all going back to, did God really say in the garden? This is where it's all going. And eventually what it amounts to is this, is bring down the United States, create chaos, create anything we can. It doesn't matter what name we put on it. Create chaos, bring the United States down, and then we can have access to the very thing we want, Israel. We want to take Israel. We hate Israel, and they have hated Israel since the day it was born in 1948.
And yeah, Gary, and listen, if you have a child that doesn't like those things that you're saying, well, when they're 18, they can leave and do what they want. But what you just said right there, that'll become grounds. The rate we're going with this whole body of law they're building around self-identity, that'll become grounds. Well, your child doesn't identify with that. They're pagan or whatever. Agnostic, atheist. And thank you for your call. That'll become grounds to take the child. DSS goes in. You have no right to tell your child how to identify. They're just starting with gender. Because you could call somebody who disagrees with this whole practice transphobic. It works for them. So that they can long enough, you know, they go long enough to establish a body of law to let them start to get in between parents and other issues and children on other issues. What they're doing.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
While the media continues to feed the absolute hysteria. No, they're fomenting hysteria. We got a case. We finally got a case. There's a case. Where is it? Oh, my God. California. Folks. We went 2 weeks with no new cases. We've had 53, now 54 as of today total in the country. 14 of the 50, well, now it's 15 of the 54 cases. Well, 14 of the 54 cases were from travel outside the U.S. Almost all of them, or contacted people who traveled outside the U.S. Almost all of them before Trump's travel ban. One of them We don't know where the person got it. They didn't travel or that we know of have any contact with somebody who did. And all the rest came off the cruise ship. So while we did have a new case overnight, and hysteria is ensuing, and they're trying to beat down the stock market, that's what this is about. How serious is this? Well, Trump has failed and hit. Well, I mean, no, let's put this in perspective. How many people do you think died during a typical flu season? Do you have any idea? I knew it was a lot, but I had to look it up. Let's just put this in perspective before the media just drives people into hysteria. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 45 million, with an M, million cases of the flu in the United States during the 2017-2018 influenza season. How many coronas do we have? We're up to 54 cases. Not 54,000. Not 54 million. 54. Okay. So according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were approximately 45 million cases of the flu in the U.S. during the 2017-2018 flu season. 810,000 people had to be hospitalized. I didn't realize it was this high. 61,000 people died from the flu. I knew it was a lot, but I didn't realize it was that many. What about 2016-2017? That was a little weaker flu season. What did that look like? 29 million flu cases in the U.S., 497,000 people hospitalized, 38,000 people died from the flu. For comparison, that year, 36,560 people died in car accidents. So, again, if we were to have 1,000 corona cases, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, this is not, you have to put this in perspective. And the media just simply isn't doing that. They'd rather talk the market down. Look, this montage I'm about to play for you, the reason that they're doing this, the media knows this, these media members, the algorithms, you know, we have automated buy and sell orders for stock, right? So you have those, you know, accounts, you'll get an automatic buy, automatic sell order. Some people put it on autopilot and let the system buy and sell for them. Well, those algorithms analyze the news and they look for certain keywords. They analyze written articles, but also transcripts of television shows. I'm telling you, the media knows this. If they say bad, negative economic words enough, they will trigger sell orders. Now listen to this montage.
Chinese economy is shutting down. Mm-hmm. European economy is clearly going to struggle. Now it comes here. Yeah, businesses globally, they can't catch a break.
It's easy to see how this health crisis can turn into an economic one.
It's not just the travel industry. It's all the things that have actually been growing the fastest in the economy over the last few years that we would be hit.
It's the coronavirus. Wreaks havoc on Wall Street.
So what do investors need to do now to prevent a financial crash?
Did you hear what they just did there? Crash, financial, severe crisis. They're triggering the algorithms. It's working. It's absolutely working. That's why they try to Rod Rosenstein's sister out. To use exactly those words, crisis, severe. The media ignored the very calm, rational press conference of the top health and human services advisors and ran with the words of one mid-level CDC staffer who had an unauthorized press conference and happens to be Rod Rosenstein's sister. God, how many times do we have to have somebody who runs in the Hillary circle? Rosenstein's whole family's connections to the Clintons are so extensive. It just happens to be the sister of the guy who launched the Mueller investigation. Just happens to be the sister of a guy who, in a just society, would be in prison because he signed those FISA applications we now know were criminal, that they contained perjury. He signed under penalty of perjury. His sister is the one who holds the impromptu press conference. And we don't have anybody willing to ask any of these questions. Again, 2017-2018 flu season, U.S. United States, not worldwide. United States, 61,000 people die of the flu. 810,000 hospitalized. 45 million cases. We got 54 corona. 54 cases of coronavirus. This is ridiculous. Honest to God, I'm amazed we only have 54. I can't believe we don't have 554. But if we did, with a 2% death rate, almost everybody over the age of 80, it's it's not too different than what happens here all the time. And this death rate with the flu is year in and year out, and it doesn't crash the market. Look, I'm not trying to downplay this. It's a small possibility anything could spin out of control. But this is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It is. The media is not giving you perspective here. Globally, 1 billion people get the flu, according to Johns Hopkins Medicine. It's MAG. 291,000 to 646,000 people worldwide die from seasonal influenza-related respiratory illnesses every year. Most of them over the age of 65. Second biggest category is kids. We hate to see that. It's terrible. Not minimizing that. But let's have some perspective. That's all I'm asking. We go crash the economy over one flu case in California. They got it under control. And this whole idea that Trump's done nothing up till now and we've got to play catch up from Nancy Pelosi. That's ridiculous. It's just absolutely, look, okay, here's Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton on this.
One reason why we have the time now to try to control outbreaks, to try to get testing kits out to the 50 states, is because he took decisive action last month to shut down travel from China. And what happened at the time? Joe Biden accused him of being xenophobic against the Chinese. And Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were too busy trying to impeach him at the time.
Yeah. By the way, what was Nancy demanding Trump do yesterday? So one thing that's kept the case numbers remarkably low. She wants to travel with China open back up. That's 22 China and infected areas related to China. That's 22,000 people back and forth every day. What do you think will happen? Case numbers going to go up. That's what they want. So this is just more fake news. What were we on yesterday? Another rogue person from our intel agencies comes out and lies to us. What'd she say? Russia. Yeah, they're influencing the 2020 election. 24 hours later. Do you have any evidence of that? Well, no. Okay, well, someone should ask Rod Rosenstein's sister. After she held her own impromptu press conference, not authorized. Middle manager. You know, why don't all the middle managers at the CDC just hold their own press conference? Heck. Hey, you know what? We'll have all the middle managers in our intel agencies do it, too. Why not? Was there any evidence that Russians are meddling in the election? Any factual evidence? You know, like in the intel? Well, no. Is there any evidence that a severe? Can you give us factual evidence, numbers, statistics, that this is going to get severe and we need to start planning to shut the schools and the businesses down? Can you give us one number, some stat? She didn't. She didn't because she doesn't have one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Get to jump on the line real quick with Chris in Duncan. Chris, you got about a minute. Can you do it?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call, Tara.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk about, back up and talk about this gender choices by elementary school kids. It is ridiculous that you can't make a decision about smoking until you're 21. You can't make a decision about drinking until you're 21. You can't make a decision about having sex until you're 18. Yet these elementary school children are mature enough to make a life-altering decision of what their gender is. The hypocrisy is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's actually a dad in the UK whose 14-year-old daughter is already been sterilized with the drugs and the transitions that they're doing on her. He's been gag ordered by a judge not to talk about it. And he says, look, my daughter can't make those decisions. She's 14. You can't decide if you want to have children when you're 14. It's too late for that. She's got facial hair growing now. So, I mean, I'm with you, Chris. If you can make those decisions at 11 or 14, then you should be able to own your first gun at, I don't know, what do you think, 10? Think 10's a good age?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you ought to be able to buy a cigarette. You should be able to vape. You should be able to drive. Vote if you want. Let's do it all. You should be able to serve your country. You want to join the military.
And I don't know if you've seen the recent uptick of, I think they call it transgender regret. People that are making these decisions early in life and then in their 20s and 30s all of a sudden realizing they made a huge mistake and are trying to transition back now. That it's growing by thousands a month. But you're hearing these cases. There's a whole YouTube channel about it, about people with transgender regret, and it's ridiculous. We're pushing this on our kids that, hey, if you want to be normal, change your gender.
Yeah, and you know what? And if you remember, too, it was John Hopkins, where the big famous medical facility where they pioneered sex change surgery. That was pioneering when they began doing it, and they stopped because the suicide rate went up. There were so many psychological problems with the people who had done it, you know, after the surgery that they stopped doing it. And they were the ones who pioneered it. So it's definitely worthy of study, but we're just barging ahead regardless of science, not waiting for science. And we're trying to push this on kids who aren't old enough to make any kind of decision. Thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.